the SportsNap Radio Network, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code SportsNap Radio for 20% off. Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsNap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Now, yesterday for Labor Day, I did a small good, the bad, and the dumb with just a couple of little stories.
Ooh, what'd you
have? It wasn't a big deal. You know, I talked about a race car driver winning a race after he got demoted and his friend had died in a tragic accident. Overcoming that emotion is the good. Novak Djokovic and his stupidity as the dumb. And then the golf tournament where they gave Dustin Johnson a 2-shot lead to start the tournament and minus 10.
Not bad.
It was like that was a bad. I thought that was a bad because I was like, if you're starting 9 shots off of Dustin Johnson, do you have a chance of winning the tour championship?
Well, it is Dustin Johnson.
Right?
It's so like, you always have a chance.
I guess so.
I guess maybe we should stop saying that because he's kind of corrected his game.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, what's the good of the day?
We got to go to one of our favorite follows on Twitter.
Yes.
You know, he posted a video and, you know, he's just saying that football is coming and... It's the last part that kind of has me laughing. Here you go.
Hey, Twitter world. it's me, yours truly, and it's football week in America, and I couldn't be happier. And look what game we get to start with. Kansas City and Houston. Who could forget that comeback that Kansas City mounted last year at the end of the season? And look at the two quarterbacks, two young guys in their mid-20s, and soon between them will be making $90 million a season. $90 million this season. I was born 50 years too early. Even though as a running back, they still would have disrespected me because today the running backs are being disrespected. They make about a third what the top quarterback make. The top running backs make about $5 million less than what the top wide receivers make. Fantasy football appreciate the running back because in fantasy football, I would say 7 out of the top 10 guys in all fantasy league would be running backs. I'm loaded with running backs, even though I noticed on my fantasy team I didn't have a 49er or a Bill, my two teams. So I went to looking, and it looked like the only guy I had a chance to get would have been Mostert with the 49ers. Well, I'm loaded with running backs. The girl who has them, Tammy, who used to be a Chargers season ticket holder, and she's a big fan of Melvin Gordon's, even though he's now at Denver. I offered her in trade. She accepted it. Now my problem is, who do I run in my flex? A.J. Green, hadn't played in the year, but he's A.J. Green. Marlon Mack, run behind the best offensive line in football, but he's got Jonathan Taylor making carries from him. Mostert, I may wait a couple of games to see how he does. Or DeSean Jackson, you know, his one outing with Carson Wentz last year, he went off the chart, 2 over 50-yard touchdowns, and he's back and he's healthy. In any event, football is back. Good luck to you. Stay safe.
You know, we care so much about O.J. Simpson's fantasy football team.
He went into a lot of detail.
He did.
Like a little too much detail.
And when you're listening to it, you kind of drift away from reality. A little bit.
Yeah, you start thinking about other things.
But then you come back and you realize this man is a murderer.
That's the thing, right?
We're getting fantasy football advice from a murderer. I mean, I don't know how to take this.
Well, it's when he talks about laughing because, like, I was born 50 years too early. Well, it would have meant that the Goldmans would have probably gotten more money in their civil suit against you.
Exactly.
Like, it doesn't matter, OJ. It doesn't matter. I guess they can't touch his pension, so maybe his pension would have been fine. But, I mean, you're right. You know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for the rogue you know, because right now we are kind of moving away from traditional media, you know, like the network television. Now you've got all sorts of different internet media entities. I'm waiting for one of these you know, internet entrepreneur, media moguls to go, I'm giving OJ a show.
Yes.
I'm giving OJ a show, an online show, a podcast. I'm giving OJ a forum here.
Could he do a sports show? Like, I mean, the NFL Network, something like that would never touch him. But could someone say, you know what, we're just going to give him, 20, 30 minutes to talk about his football analysis.
Yeah, exactly. I'm waiting for somebody to do
a Monday morning quarterback thing, if you will.
I think it's coming very soon, where somebody just says, you know what, I don't care. I'm taking a chance. People seem to follow him on Twitter. People listen to whatever he says. People are kind of fascinated by this murderer aspect to it. I'm hiring him to do football talk.
I mean, it's so bizarre to be watching
this.
Totally
bizarre.
And, but on the one hand, he does have a point in the fact that we devalue running backs, even though that's our first pick every year as a fantasy football, when you're playing fantasy football.
Those two worlds haven't come together yet, right? I mean, the value of a running back in the NFL versus the value of a running back in fantasy football.
No.
Yeah, he's right. It has not blended together. But, you know?
I mean, it's just, you know, I'm glad he was able to get Mostert.
All right.
Because he didn't have a 49er or a Bill.
He didn't have either one. And LeSean McCoy's in Tampa, so he's gotta find somebody who can run the ball for either one of those two teams. Him. What's the bat of the day?
The bat of the day, there's no way to sugarcoat this. If you were in the water with your wife, Tony.
Right.
And someone from the beach yells shark.
Right?
What you gonna do?
Get out of the water.
No, but are you just gonna leave your wife behind?
No.
Yeah.
Did this guy do this?
This guy did. And it's on video.
Oh, that's even better. Did he try to push his wife towards the shark?
No, he just you see a shark swimming in the water, and then they're out, they're still waist deep water. You know, right? So they can stand, but there's a shark in between them and the shoreline. And someone has a video, and they look at, they're just kind of panned over, and this couple from the beach yells shark, or you can't hear them, but you can assume that that's what they're yelling. Gets the attention of these two guys, or this guy, it's a guy and his girlfriend, gets their attention. They actually see it. The guy just hauls ass out of the water and just leaves his woman behind. He stops after a little bit, but the shark literally turns towards his girl.
Oh, wow.
This is not a good look. I mean, this is, I don't even know how to explain. I mean, you gotta be there for it, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
There's a little hesitation in your voice, which I get, because it's like, hey, you know what? It's just a girlfriend.
Right. I remember once when we were on vacation down in the Gulf Shores, my niece, who was, my son and niece, they were kind of young, and my brother and I were hanging around the beach, and my niece yelled, shark, and she points out to the water, but we didn't see anything at the time, and my brother was like, stop doing that, that's rude, like, you're scaring people, it's not even funny. And she goes, no, I saw a fin. And we were like, no, you didn't. And then sure enough, like a second later, a fin came up in the water, and I don't know if it was a dolphin, it was just a fin. And I remember going, you're right, that is something. I don't know what that is. I didn't go in the water again. I just stayed away for the rest of the vacation. We just swam in the pool. I was like, no, nope, now that you saw that, I can't unsee that, and I don't want to know what's in there.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't. So I always kind of tease her now to this day. I was like, you know what? We gave you a hard time, but you were right on the money with that fin. I was like, you were the only one that saw it.
It's really funny video.
Yeah.
Just this shark this person just sees the shark and immediately he goes parallel to the shoreline and is like doing the roundabout. She's kind of struggling a little bit, and he has no cares in the world.
Got it. All right. What's the dumb of the day?
Must not be a strong relationship. The dumb of the day is our culture.
Yeah?
That's basically it. There was a salon. I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to remember where this salon was. But there was a salon in England that had a job ad, saying, looking for a happy stylist.
Happy stylist?
Happy stylist, right? Just, they want somebody cheerful. They had to take it down because people were up in arms because it was discriminatory towards unhappy people.
Oh, okay.
That they, they, They caught backlash for putting down that they wanted a happy stylist, a cheerful stylist.
So they wanted somebody thrilled and happy to be there.
Right.
Oh. Well.
Yeah,
so beggars can't be choosers
this
here.
This is a busy, friendly, small salon, so only happy, friendly stylists need apply.
Oh. Well, how do you stay that way?
Well, I don't know how you stay that way.
What if you have a bad day?
But I think it's funny that they caught backlash from it, from people saying, it's like, you know, hey, you can't assume that everyone's going to be happy.
Right, you can't.
But is that such a bad thing to ask for?
No, I don't think it's a bad thing to ask for. You're right. No, you're right. Because you gotta be like, look, I can't have mopey stylists coming in here with their problems. Leave it at the door.
Yeah.
Put on a smiley face. Like, you ever go to Disney World and Disneyland? I'm sure most of the lives are miserable. They can probably wake up every day going, God, I got to go to that place full of tourists and it's blazing hot. But boy, they put a smile on their face and act like they love to be there when they direct you to the Jungle Cruise boat or lead you to the Haunted Mansion ride.
Yeah, I mean, they're
enthusiastic, playing the part.
You know,
even though behind the scenes they're probably going through breakups and bankruptcy and divorce and all sorts of other life's hard problems, but they're thrilled to be there. Same with your stylist. When you go there, you want them to be happy. Like, look, I may not be talkative when I'm getting my haircut, but I don't mind the stylist asking me questions about how I'm doing today.
Right. You know? Well, you brought up Disney. I don't know if Disney World has this ride, but at Disneyland, you know, there's two rides that always have no lines, Pinocchio and Snow White. And right. If they have a line, then you know it's a really crowded day. But most of the time, you literally just go through the queue and you go right onto the ride. There's one person there who literally is just bringing the bar down to you.
That's it.
And if there's no one there, they're just bringing the bar down on an empty car.
For 8 hours a day.
And that's all they do. But they're still cheerful.
Yeah.
You got to believe that you're sitting there and you look across the way and you're like, oh, man, there's more people over at that ride. That's probably more entertaining.
Exactly. More entertaining, more fun. I'll be doing this for the next 3 hours until my break. Right.
There's two, three employees. They're all talking to each other. Meanwhile, I'm over here by myself.
But he's at least happy.
Yeah. They're in a good mood.
All right. Well, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Tuesday. As we continue, Dan Frivoli, we'll talk NBA coming up in about 15 minutes as we continue with Wake Up Call.